Welcome to the Reformed Media Review. My name is Camden Busey. I'm here with Jim Cassidy. We've got another great book in front of us here. This one is by William Edgar, titled Schaeffer on the Christian Life, Countercultural Spirituality. It's published by Crossway. Really interesting title here. Jim, have you seen this one?
I have, actually. In fact, a ministry update event the other night, and Dr. Edgar got up and spoke about his book, and the Westminster Bookstore was there and giving away stuff at a nice discount. And so I went ahead and picked the volume up and had a chance to look through it and really enjoyed the interview that we did with Dr. Edgar.
Yeah, we did do an interview. Obviously, you're aware of the book, having been on the interview. But I've actually read through the title. It's really quite useful. I mean, I've read through it more in depth than we might do with just, scanning it for an interview. The interview with Dr. Edgar should be out in a few days, at least in relation to this particular episode that we're recording right now. But I was really pleased to see this title. I, to be honest, didn't exactly know what to expect outright. I didn't know if it was going to be an apologetics kind of handbook in the vein of Schaeffer's method, if it was going to be a biography, if it was going to be some sort of just reflections or personal memoir on Dr. Edgar's interaction and experience with Francis Schaeffer. I think it really surprised me in a great way. Not that I expected less from Dr. Edgar. I think he writes really well. But I was very pleased at the contents and the way that Dr. Edgar presented this material. It's a book on Schaeffer's Christian life. It's a book on his approach to spirituality. So if you're looking for, you know, a detailed treatment of all the ins and outs of how Francis Schaeffer did apologetics, and especially if you'd like to compare that to Vantillian apologetics, this is not the book for you. But it's very useful as a foundational book to help explain some of his approach to apologetics. If you want a detailed comparison to Van Til, for instance, Dr. Edgar has an article on this that he published back in 1995 in the Westminster Theological Journal. It's available
online. It's a very helpful article. Very helpful.
Yeah, it's a great article, and Dr. Edgar will speak about that a little bit in the interview that we did with him on Christ the Center. And he says he still agrees with himself. So
it's nice when that happens, doesn't it? A few years later, you know, you're still, hey, sure. All right, I wasn't too wrong. I was going to ask you about prayer in the book, too. I don't know if you wanted to tackle that, because the story he tells about that, I thought it was so interesting.
It is. And he does just speak about just kind of the spirituality and the culture of prayer going on at Labrie, of course, is a place where many students and many what they called seekers came to learn more about Christianity and to ask questions. And they kind of lived in this commune, basically. And they lived there for free for a time and just kind of worked and did chores and sat around and talked about philosophical issues and that sort of thing, arts, culture. This is a unique place, but a place that has come to be quite significant in the spiritual development of a lot of people, Bill Edgar being one of them. Prayer is definitely something that comes through very strongly in this book as something that was very important to Francis Schaeffer and his wife Edith. It's chapter 7 here, Prayer and Guidance, which is under the part Trusting God for All of Life. And so I thought that stuck out to me perhaps the most as a foundational element here, and also the fact that this isn't simply a philosophical understanding of the Christian life, but something that actually impacted the day-to-day. When you think about somebody like Francis Schaeffer or other cultural critics or people that are well-versed in philosophy that look at the world through philosophical lenses or critical systems, sometimes we can tend to think that those systems or that philosophy can be disconnected from the day-to-day activities, that life can be, you know, lived theoretically. But that's certainly not the case with Francis Schaeffer, certainly not the case with the people at Labrie, at least the type of life that the Schaeffers tried to share and demonstrate to the people there. And that was highly influential upon Bill Edgar, and it's influenced him even up to the present day.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you could imagine that that type of experience, sitting down one-on-one, and you're around other Christians, you're living among them, you're seeing the way they talk with each other, act with each other. I'll tell you, I would find that to be a very difficult outreach ministry, because I'm so aware of my own weaknesses, my own sinfulness, that I'm not sure I would want to be rubbing shoulders with unbelievers all day, every day in that way, and hope to evangelize them, because I, you know, but that's the whole thing. Francis Schaeffer was such a godly man that his Christianity apparently just, you know, it rubbed off on people, so to speak.
Yeah, and I think that's probably why he was so effective, and the Lord used that as a witness and a testimony to the work of Jesus Christ and the salvation in Him. This book, as I've alluded to, is separated or organized under three parts. The first is The Man and His Times. So we speak about it's more biographical, although it's not a replacement for the biography by Colin Duryea, for instance, or some other works. There's been a lot of work on Francis Schaeffer's life. You can find that elsewhere, and Bill Edgar is not set out to do that. But yet he does include biographical details so that his life makes sense in context here. The second part is True Spirituality, chapters titled Fundamentals, then Freedom in the Christian Life, and then Applications. So that more or less speaks about the theoretical side and also the application of that to different areas. But it's more laying the foundation for part three, which is called Trusting God for All of Life, which has chapters on prayer and guidance, then affliction, then life in the church, and then chapter 10 is engaging the world. So it's quite useful, and it's organized very well. It's written very well. I very much appreciate the style, and it flows, and it's accessible. I mean, you don't have to be a very studied apologist or somebody who's had theological training to be able to access this book, and it's quite useful. And one thing I did leave out, the first chapter is probably my favorite, and that was Dr. Edgar's personal introduction to Francis Schaeffer. Starts on page 17, goes all the way up through page 38, and there's just some fun anecdotes in there, and just talking about his story of how he came to arrive at Le Brie in Switzerland, and then his experience meeting Francis Schaeffer and spending time there, and also interacting with Francis Schaeffer all the way up till the year he died in 1984. If you'd like to hear Bill Edgar talk about that, please listen to our forthcoming Christ the Center interview. But it's just a fun book. I really encourage people to get it, even if you're not a Schaefferian, even if you're perhaps not even that much into Reformed apologetics. This is still just a fascinating book and a very useful look into a side of Francis Schaeffer that you might not get in other books. So the title here, Schaeffer on the Christian Life, Countercultural Spirituality by William Edgar, published by Crossway. Pick it up now. This has been the Reformed Media Review. Thanks for listening.